Doctor Who, starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. Grand Theft Cosmos by Eddie Robson.
According to my readings, we're now travelling at 67 kilometres an hour.
Woohoo.
This is two above what this train's top speed is supposed to be. It's a lovely piece of engineering.
I knew it.
What?
You really are a train spotter. I bet you've got a little notebook. And I bet you licked the pencil before you write in it.
You have to admit, this is the way to travel.
Yeah, it's been a good trip. Beach trundling across the Pennines in something that looks like a recycled bus with a bunch of kids three seats back throwing chips at your head.
You paint such a vivid picture.
Oh, I wish I could listen to my MP3, though.
You know why not?
Yeah, yeah. It's 1898, and the consequences for the timeline could be disastrous.
Do you want to get something to eat?
I'm still full from lunch. Might go up to the observation car in a bit and chill out.
Suit yourself.
I wish I could just get a packet of crisps. Have crisps been invented yet?
They have, but the airtight crisp packet hasn't. Don't invent it early while I'm away.
I wasn't gonna.
How did you get in here?
Knock the guard out, pick the lock. Sorry, I hope you weren't expecting anything more original.
What do you want?
Now you're pretending there isn't a really blatantly obvious thing that I'd want. Well, I'm sorry, but I know it's here. If you show me where it is, I promise not to shoot you in the foot.
Excuse me, sir. Could you pass the salt?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
Is this your first journey on the electric railway?
As a matter of fact, I came here just to ride it.
Ah, though I hope you will take advantage of what else Stockholm has to offer during your visit.
Oh, of course. I hear Mr. Strindberg has a new play.
Yes, the king greatly admires it and invited Mr. Strindberg to the court to discuss his art. I was fortunate enough to be present.
You know the king?
I acquire art on His Majesty's behalf, his donations to the city's museums, and works intended for display at his own residences.
What a tremendously interesting job.
I can only agree. I consider myself doubly fortunate because the king's tastes converge with my own, so I am never required to purchase anything gauche. Are you interested in art? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
I'm the doctor.
Simonson. Frederick Simonson.
Excuse me, sorry.
Do you mind?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Karen.
Oh, Lucy. Oh, fancy seeing you here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a turn-up. I thought you were dead.
Who told you that? No, I'm super. Never been better.
I must have misheard.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, Karen's dead does sound a lot like Karen's in Sweden in the late 1890s, doesn't it?
Oh, look over there.
What? Oh, can't believe I fell for that.
Stop her!
Not dissimilar to Bernini's work at St. Peter's. Are you familiar with it?
Oh, yes. Most impressive. The energy is remarkable. Streets ahead of any of his contemporaries.
Ah, now there we disagree. I have devoted a great deal of time and a certain amount of His Majesty's money into my personal quest to elevate recognition of a man who I feel is perhaps Italy's greatest. You may not have heard of him. Very few have.
Quite possibly. I don't claim to be an expert.
Claudio Tardelli. Is the name familiar?
Yeah, it is. But I thought there were very few surviving examples of his work.
Sadly, yes. However, I am determined to locate those remaining examples and bring them together.
Do you have many?
Oh, very little. Two paintings and a statue. Though, as a matter of chance, I am on my way back from acquiring another, an entirely unique...
Mr. Simonson!
What is it?
My apologies, sir, but we have a thief aboard the train.
Oops. Sorry, mate. Oh, you were coming on a hover platform or something.
Thought I'd get into the spirit of the times. Anyway, it's less conspicuous.
Not quite as easy to jump onto from a moving train, though.
Oh, not you too.
Yes, me too. Sorry we can't stop and chat. Places to go, prices, artifacts to sell. You did get it, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get out of here.
Mr. Simonson, I have some experience in matters like this. I'd be happy to help in any way I can to retrieve the piece.
I appreciate the offer, Doctor, but it isn't necessary. I have no reason to believe the piece is at risk, as it was never on this train. They have stolen a decoy.
Ah. So where is the genuine article?
Oh, I prefer not to reveal that.
Yes, of course.
Though, to return to our previous conversation, I do have something that may be of interest. Here, photographic reproductions of our other Tardelli pieces. Mm. The gentleman from whom I purchased the new piece was keen to see that I was sincere in my intention to present it as part of a collection of the artist's work.
You mean they aren't yet on display?
Well, His Majesty intends to display them at Drottningholm Palace after the renovations, though that may take some years. I'm encouraging him to lend them to the National Museum in the meantime. This work wasn't known to exist until I purchased it 4 years ago.
Yes, certainly remarkable. Who's the subject?
Monsignor Pedro de Foix Montoya.
Oh, yes. Rather a rude fellow.
Here, look at the other. Even in monochrome, one can appreciate the subtlety of the composition.
Ah, yes.
This is a rare item indeed. It would be, even if the artist's works were all still in existence. He painted very few classical scenes. The client will have requested this. It wouldn't have been his own choice.
No, he wasn't interested in the past.
Oh, quite so. Now, this, however, appears to be an homage to Botticelli's Venus and Mars.
I wonder what he'd have thought of it. Fascinating.
Though not as fascinating, I think, as this. His only known figurative sculpture.
Good grief.
I'm very keen to have this one put on display. I don't think it's an understatement to claim that it could revolutionize our view of art history. I feel it's closer to... I mean, the approach of it is more...
Abstract?
Yes, indeed. That's the very word. I think that in today's climate it may find favor, if not here, then perhaps in Paris.
Mr. Simonson, you're a man of rare insight.
Thank you.
Oh. Next time we rob a train, we do it sometime after the invention of the motorbike. I'm not cut out for all this Butch Cassidy stuff.
Have you got the diamond?
Yeah. It's not like any diamond I've ever seen, though. And I used to work in Elizabeth Duke.
That's because it isn't a diamond. It got called a diamond by people too primitive to understand what it really is.
Oi, I don't understand what it really is.
I've told you, Karen, I don't do apologies. Now feed the horse.
What about food for me? This isn't what I signed up for, you know.
Yes. But the payday will be worth it. Or it would be if you'd stolen the right one.
What do you mean?
This is a fake. You've stolen a fake.
What? Look, this isn't my fault. You said...
Yes, I know. Relax. I thought this might happen. The decoy was a pretty obvious ploy on their part.
So why did I just risk life and limb for it?
Because compared to whatever we're going to have to do next, that was a doddle.
Oh.
Now, there you are. Where you been?
You heard something got nicked, yeah?
I did hear about a nicking that had taken place, yes?
You'll never guess who it was.
Adam Worth?
No.
AJ Raffles?
Actually, I'm just going to tell you. It's Karen.
Karen who?
Karen, who I briefly worked with.
Is it ringing any bells?
In an alien war machine.
Oh, her. But she was dead, wasn't she?
Well, I never saw the body. I didn't want to.
Well, what's she doing here and now?
Well, I was going to ask, but she pushed me over and ran away. I went after her and I saw her jump off the train onto a horse, and that headhunter was riding the horse.
Oh, she must have rescued Karen and brought her back.
Yeah, I worked that bit out. But they seemed to be working together. The guard heard I'd been chasing after Karen and told me she'd nicked something from the train, quizzed me about how I knew her. What did you take?
A work by the obscure 17th century artist Claudio Tardelli.
Ooh, must have been a small one. She only had a little rucksack, so what, is it valuable?
Invaluable. Those who know about him will pay a lot for his work. But Tardelli's obscure because I've done my level best to keep him obscure.
Oh, you're not a fan of his?
That's putting it mildly. I encountered him on a visit to Rome and realised that wherever his works were displayed, they warped the fabric of reality. They changed the people who looked at them.
How'd you manage that?
He wasn't human, despite appearances. He was trying to gain influence over the Pope. I had him discredited, but he got away. I think he washed up in Florence. Since then, I've destroyed any examples of his work I can find.
Blimey! You've trashed valuable paintings.
That's how dangerous they are. And I'm very worried that King Oscar has some at home.
Why?
He's highly respected on the international scene as a fair and unbiased arbitrator. If he's influenced by Tardelli's paintings, that's a bad thing.
This couldn't have been a painting. Well, maybe a very small one.
A miniature.
That's what I said.
He didn't do miniatures.
Well, I don't know what he did, but that bag didn't have a painting in it.
Hmm. When I heard one of his works was here, I was concerned. And now the headhunter's trying to steal it, I'm more concerned. I can't let it fall into the wrong hands. In fact, I can't let it fall into any hands.
So, what are you saying?
We're going to steal it first.
You're kidding?
Nope.
Well, this is a new one.
What time do you have?
5 to 5.
Let's walk.
I like this. They should build more palaces on islands. They should build more cities on islands, actually. It's cool.
I can't relax knowing those paintings are in there.
So, how are we going to get them out? Hop in there with the TARDIS?
No, we need to know exactly where they're stored. We can't land in the TARDIS and start poking around. We'll attract attention.
Yeah, that ship of yours does make a racket.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's no way to make the rending of the space-time continuum any quieter. Assuming the new piece is going to be stored in the same place, I think we can get them all in one manoeuvre. But you need to get us some information first.
Oh, look. What? There's the Doctor and Lucy.
Where? Don't look now!
Nobody's going to recognise us. Just act casual.
Can I look yet?
No! Concentrate on the job in hand. The guard standing on the east wall there, what about him?
No good. He's the one who was looking after it on the train. He knows my face.
What about the one going up the steps?
Never seen him before.
Any news?
No.
Oh, I don't like it.
It was bound to happen.
Well, these days, yes. Time was nobody stole from His Majesty. Try to assassinate him, yeah. But steal? Oof, it's unpatriotic.
Come on, mate. Turn around. Yep, that's right. Up this way. I don't have to do this twice.
Miss? Are you all right, miss?
What? Who said that?
I did, miss.
I can't see you. Are you a common crook? Please take what you want, but don't hurt me.
Don't panic, miss. You're safe with me. I'm a member of the Royal Guard.
Oh, thank heavens. I just suddenly came over terribly faint.
Shall I get a doctor?
No. Stay with me.
Yes, of course.
You're being awfully good. And, oh, gosh, I can see you now. You seem to be a very pleasant gentleman.
Thank you.
I would feel a great deal better if I could get some food. Could you help me make my way to a restaurant?
I'm really supposed to be.
Please, kind sir. I'm afraid I shall fall again without your assistance. Could you help me up?
Yes, miss. Of course.
Now what do we do? That was my guard.
This might work for us, actually. Let's see how it pans out.
They're going to mess this up for us.
Not as much as we're going to mess it up for them. More wine?
Oh, I probably... This is all very generous of you, Miss Palmer Tompkinson.
Oh, it's the least I can do. Please, tell me more about your work. It's most fascinating.
It's very responsible. And all completely secret, you understand.
I suppose you have to defend the King's life.
And his family, his guests and his property. He's not here at the moment, but that doesn't mean we can relax. Not for a second. I mean, there's less of us around, for a start. Most of the guard are with him.
Where is he?
He's at Drottningholm, making plans to renovate it. But we're still all on alert. He's got a valuable new artwork arriving tomorrow night.
Blimey. Really?
It's small, so it could easily be stolen. There's been one attempt already, but our boys fooled them.
Golly. It's small, you say?
Yes. I haven't seen it, but it's a diamond. About so big.
That's terribly large for a diamond.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, it's not a real diamond. It's the shape of a diamond, and it's a sort of shiny black. That's why they call it the Black Diamond.
Oh, how terribly interesting. And I suppose it's your job to get it into your vault. I assume you have a vault for such things?
Oh, of course. If an artwork's not on display, it's essential to keep it safe in a vault.
Good evening.
Ah, Lord Smythe. Anders, this is my guardian, Lord Smythe.
Oh, good evening, sir. I was just...
Yes?
I was just admiring the palace, and I had a turn. This young man assisted me, and I treated him to a meal to show my gratitude.
You shouldn't be associating with young men unescorted.
Oh, for sure. He's a member of the Royal Guard. The King would trust him with his life.
Yes, sir. I should get back to my duties, Lord Smythe. Miss Palmer Tompkinson.
Miss Palmer Tomkinson.
Yeah, I got a bit carried away. Oh, my throat is killing me. I've been doing my posh voice for an hour.
And did you achieve anything?
Just found out what it is, and when it's arriving, and where it's going. That's all.
Excellent!
I know I am.
Excuse me?
Yes, miss?
Could you help me? I'm lost.
Certainly. Where are you trying to get to?
Oh, well, if you could just direct me to...
Help me get him out of sight.
No sign of Lucy.
We'll have to deal with her later.
Did you have to hit him so hard?
Yes. They don't fall unconscious unless you hit them pretty hard.
Why don't you use that stuff that you put on a hanky and hold over someone's mouth?
Because a good whack over the head is easier, more reliable, and above all, cheaper. Prop him against the wall.
We're going to do this here.
Unless you can think of a way of getting him up to the hotel room unconscious without anyone noticing or querying it, then yes. Can you? Think of a way?
No.
There you go. Don't say I never consult you. Here. Put this on his head.
The black diamond?
That's what he said.
I wonder what the headhunter wants with it.
Maybe they're just looking to flog it.
I doubt it'd be that simple.
Typical. I was daft to think it would be. Well, here's to crime. Cheers.
Cheers. But it's not crime.
It is really, though. However you dress it up and go on about the greater good, we're still nicking something.
It's quite possible to be a morally sound thief. Look at Robin Hood.
You're going to tell me you're at his wedding now, aren't you?
Don't be silly. Robin wasn't really the marrying kind.
Oh, forget I said anything. Let's just get on with the plan.
Yeah, let's get back to the hotel. I need to test some equipment.
Are you nearly done?
Nearly, nearly. Tomorrow, when you see me, you won't remember me, but you will accept that I am Elizabeth of Bohemia, a terribly important aristocrat, and you will vouch that you've seen my credentials. Yes?
I obey.
Why do people always say that when they're hypnotised?
It's the default setting on most mind probes. You can choose what response the subject gives you.
So you can change it?
Yes, watch. Anders, do you understand your instructions?
I am your servant.
Can you change it to anything?
Oh, yes. You understand your instructions completely?
Cream. Cheese.
Oh, let me have a go.
We don't have time. Anders, we're going to go now. You'll stay here for 2 minutes, then you'll come to your senses and return to the palace. You'll forget you spoke to us. The trigger phrase is Elvis Presley.
Why Elvis Presley?
He won't be born for another 37 years, so I doubt anyone else is likely to say it to him. When Karen or I use the trigger phrase, you'll do as we say. Oh, and don't forget your bag, yes?
Cream, cheese.
Good boy.
Lucy? Lucy, I need you to come and test this.
I'm knackered. I want to go to bed.
I don't be a spoil sport. It's taking me hours to build.
Boys and their toys.
Now, pick something up. Anything. That book will do.
Right.
Now, walk towards me. Now, don't look at me. Just keep looking at the wall and stop when you get here.
Okay.
Right. Now, have you still got the book?
Yep.
What about now?
Oh, no.
It's because I've got it. Look.
All right. How did you do it?
As a sort of feedback loop. It feeds your brain a false impression of what's around you. The room looks the same as it did the moment I turned the machine on, so you didn't see me step in front of you and take the book out of your hands.
Oh, that is pretty cool, actually.
Cool, it may be, but it's only got a very short range. So I'm going to have to get close to the guards before I can use it.
And how are we going to do that?
Now, your little act with the guardsman there has given me an idea.
Is everything proceeding well?
As far as I know, Mr. Simonson. Oh, there's a young lady to see you. She says she has something for sale.
Tell her I'll meet her tomorrow.
Oh, she says she has to return to England in the morning, and she says it's something you'll definitely be interested in.
Is it a tanner?
Oh, she didn't say, sir.
Well, I suppose I have 10 minutes or so. Where is she?
Waiting outside. The item's on the back of her carriage.
Thank you. Good evening, Miss...
Palmer Tomkinson. And you are?
Frederick Simonson. I understand you have something to sell as a matter of urgency.
Yes. I've just received word that my father is ill.
and I was eager to offer you the opportunity to purchase this item.
Might I examine it?
Of course. But could a couple of your fellows unload the blue box, please?
Do as she asks.
To you, Bill. To you, Bill.
Does it have some historical significance, or...
That's not the point of interest, Mr. Simonson. But thank you. This is the point of interest. After you?
In there?
Indeed.
Good heavens!
Yes, you see?
What's the scale? Remarkable.
Is it some form of optical illusion?
No. I don't pretend to understand it myself. In fact, that's why I brought it to you. Oh. I hear your king is a keen patron of the sciences.
Indeed he is.
My family acquired this item some years ago. We don't know where it came from. We hope to pass it on to someone who might be able to look into that. We're not asking for a great deal of money. We'd just like it to go to the right people. Sadly, we've had little interest at home.
I have no doubt that the king will be tremendously excited at this acquisition. If we withdraw to the palace, I shall discuss a price with you.
Oh, that is good news. I'm a little concerned about leaving it out here. Is it possible for you to put it into your vault?
Oh, of course. I'll have it moved down there immediately.
Good evening, madam.
I think the king is expecting me.
His majesty isn't at home.
What?
He isn't at home.
This is an outrage.
Madam.
I received a letter from the king himself inviting me to enjoy the hospitality of the palace whilst we discuss his support for the introduction of a tripartite monarchy in Bohemia.
Oh.
Don't you know who I am? I am Elizabeth of Bohemia. I have travelled to Stockholm specifically to meet with King Oscar.
As I say, he's not at home.
Fine. Then I'll wait. Bring my bags, would you?
Lucy?
Yeah, it's me. He bought it. Literally. They're bringing the TARDIS down now.
I know, I can see on the scanner.
Oh, of course. I'm not thinking. You've locked the door, yeah? I don't want anyone sticking their head in and seeing you. Are you going to have time to grab the other pieces before the diamond arrives?
Not sure I'll be able to do much about the statue. It's about 12 feet tall, so I'd have to materialize around it. I'll make a note of the coordinates. Maybe we can come back to it. I can take the paintings now, though.
Oh, I better go. I've got to talk money with Simonson.
Karen?
Yeah?
Where are you?
On the roof.
What are you doing up there? The roof isn't exactly the quickest route to the cellar.
Too many guards on the ground floor. I was losing time. Anyway, I know what I'm doing. I've seen the schematic. I know this building back to front.
And upside down, apparently.
Trust me, I can get down there before him.
Then you'd better get on with it.
Over and out.
Please don't say things like that.
This is tremendously generous, Mr. Simonson.
Not at all. It seems to me a very fair price for a wholly unique item.
Papa will be positively delighted.
You come in.
Oh, hello again.
Oh, hello, miss. Mr. Simonson, could we have your assistance with a small situation, sir?
Of what nature, Anders?
A lady has arrived. Elizabeth of Bohemia. She's been invited by His Majesty to discuss a political matter. She showed me her letter and identity papers.
The king won't be returning until Monday afternoon.
I informed her of that, and she declared her intent to wait for him.
Well, I'm afraid that's not possible. That's the king's decision.
Could you talk to her, sir? She might listen to you. She's waiting in the library.
Yes, of course.
Oh, Miss Palmer Tomkinson's item has been stored in the vault.
Excellent.
If you'll excuse me, I should assist with the arrival of the new acquisition.
Thank you.
This is rather above and beyond the call of duty, isn't it, Mr. Simonson?
Oh, I'm quite accustomed to it. When one works for the king, one represents the king. I don't suppose you're familiar with this woman, Elizabeth of Bohemia?
No, I don't believe... Oh.
Oh, hello.
Elizabeth of Bohemia, I presume.
Oh, you do know her?
In passing. Excuse me, Mr. Simonson.
Did I detect some acrimony between you and Miss Palmer Tomkinson?
Tomkinson. I would warn you against associating with her. Her family are of lower quality than they claim.
Really? Well, she seemed terribly charming.
But I don't wish to stain His Majesty's name by connecting him with anyone inappropriate.
I'd certainly describe her as inappropriate. I'm sorry, and you are...
Is that the diamond?
Yeah.
It's to go in this case.
Why?
Because if anyone's seen it on the way here and breaks into the vault, then they'll know what to rob, won't they? So we're changing the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now hand it over.
Lucy, not now.
The headhunt was here, at the palace.
Predictable, I suppose. What's she doing?
Posing as some posh bird from Central Europe.
To play the long con, then she's made a mistake. I've got the paintings. I'm just waiting for the guards.
I'm on my way. Is your gadget all set up?
Yes. Don't forget to turn your Neurista on, or you'll fall into the same trap as the guards.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna forget.
I've got to go. They're coming.
You know, there's gonna be a permanent detail at Drottningholm. I might ask the captain if I can get transferred out there.
What for?
Fresh air, wide open spaces. And no tourists gawping at you when you're trying to do your job.
Wouldn't you miss the city?
What was that?
I don't know. Where's the diamond?
Here in my... Where is it?
You must have dropped it.
Well, I couldn't have. Quick, let's retrace our steps. It's got to be here somewhere.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, miss! You shouldn't be down here. You stop her. I'll track back.
Who is it?
Me, open up. Oh, slam the door in my face, but don't you? So, did you get it?
Yes. You know, those poor guards are probably going to get blamed for this.
You big softy.
I'll think of a way to compensate them.
Let's see it then.
Oh, yes. Here it is.
Oh. I'd expected something a bit more impressive.
Yeah, actually, me too.
What's so special about it?
I'm not sure. It's not Tardelli's usual style at all. Be careful looking into it. It may have unusual properties.
Really?
Hold it for a moment.
What are you doing?
Testing its resonance. This is made of celluloid.
You mean like old film?
Yes. I don't think this is the real thing. I think this is the decoy that Karen stole from the train.
So how did it get here? And where's the real one? Anders, over here.
Another one? How did you get down here? Now look.
Elvis Presley.
What are your instructions?
This is fun. Come here. Did you get a chance to switch the fake diamond with the real one?
Yes.
Wicked. All right then, give me the real one. Oh, now that is proper. Look at it shine. Actually, tell you what would be more useful. If you could escort me out and pretend I'm your prisoner, yeah?
Cream cheese.
Nice one. Let's... What's that?
I don't know.
Let's get out of here.
Good grief.
What is it?
The statue, it's moving. In fact, it's moved. It just walked out of the door.
Matt!
We'll have to deal with it later, though. Right now, we just have to hope that the headhunter and Karen haven't left the building.
Where are we going?
I'm going to try and take us to the main hall. Only a short hop should be able to manage.
Hear it anymore. Do you think we lost it?
Yes.
Do you actually agree with me, or are you just saying that because you're my servant? Actually, don't answer that. Nearly there. Oh! Not them again. I really think that TARDIS counts as cheating.
Hand it over, Karen.
Yeah, or what? Anders, you hold them off while I get out of here.
Cream cheese.
I've hypnotised him. I should have realised.
Yeah, that was really dumb of you. Ta-da!
Surrender or suffer the consequences.
Doctor, behind you! There's a sword on the wall!
Well, how about you? Lucy, she's probably heading for the south exit.
I'm on the case!
I am most displeased with this situation, Mr. Simonson.
I will have an envoy sent to Drottningholm tonight to inform His Majesty.
Oi, boss!
Karen?
Oh, not you again.
Good heavens, the statue!
He's got me!
Throw me the diamond!
You'll help me afterwards, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
All right then, catch!
Oh, good grief, you threw like a girl!
Sorry!
Don't let her get the diamond!
Yoink! Oh, got it! See you later, losers.
Interesting. Looks like a simple silicate-based creature, so... There!
Why didn't you do that earlier?
I didn't want to risk hitting you.
Oh.
Excuse me, Lady Elizabeth, but what...
Oh,
what?
Shut up! Come on, Karen.
Brilliant! I'll pay you whatever you want to take
me to... I'm afraid I've already been hired, miss. And she paid me a little extra to stop anyone carrying that thing.
Damn. Good work, Georg. Get in the carriage, Lucy. You're coming with us.
And you can give us that diamond back.
Station, please, Georg. And step on it.
Mr. Simonson, are you all right?
Yes, yes. I take it Elizabeth of Bohemia and her accomplices escaped?
I'm afraid so. Mm. Did they try to take the statue as well?
Mr. Simonson, we captured one of them.
Ah, hello again.
Hello, I really, really, really do apologise for all this.
If you wish to make amends, you might start by telling us where your accomplices are heading.
They aren't my accomplices. Well, Lucy is, not the others.
So you were competing with the others to steal the diamond?
Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. And it's up to you whether you believe it. I have reason to believe that the diamond is dangerous.
Oh? What reason?
Merely the fact that it's the work of Claudio Tardelli.
Go on.
His works alter the fabric of the world around them. They have a malign influence on people.
But I've been studying them for years.
But you've had mercifully brief exposure to the genuine works. They haven't been kept on display.
True.
I'm cautiously optimistic you're believing me.
I acquired this statue of His Majesty 3 years ago. I've examined it extensively, and with reference to sketches made by Tardelli, I can confidently verify it as his work. And 10 minutes ago, I watched it walk.
Are you sure about this, Mr. Simonson?
It's moving now, actually.
Good grief.
The woman had a gun that spat light at the statue. It stopped moving.
It's a silicon-based life form. The headhunter's weapon must have scrambled its neural pathways, but it'll recover.
I don't pretend to understand what's happening here. I think you do, but are you telling me the truth about it?
I am, but then I would say that, wouldn't I?
Quiet. I need to get that diamond back quickly. Are you willing to help me?
Yes.
I make no promises about what will happen then, but I will hear you out. Where do you suggest we start?
If we're lucky, they'll be using conventional means to leave the city, which means they'll be using the quickest means to do so, or rather the quickest means except for mine.
Ah, this will do nicely.
We're due to leave in 10 minutes.
Where are we going? Russia. Ever been?
No.
Well, I'm not sure you're going to. I haven't decided what to do with you yet.
Why keep me around, then?
In case the doctor catches up with us.
Are you going to kill me?
Hopefully not.
We're not evil, you know. It's just a bit of business.
What's the deal with you and her, anyway?
I work for her.
I've been meaning to take on a PA for a while.
It was well-timed. I had no job. And, oh, it turns out my whole life was fabricated anyway. I was destined to be this dreadful person, and
then... Actually, yeah, I know all about that. But why her? I'm not going to rise to that.
I'd be dead if it wasn't for her. You left me shot up by the Cybermen outside video conferencing room 2.
I did come back, but I couldn't see you anywhere. Everybody else in that corridor was dead.
She took me up to a ship and patched me up.
I do pride myself on the standard of healthcare I offer my employees.
So, what are you doing lifting jewels? Business a bit slow, is it?
Not at all. As Karen said, this is business. Karen, have you got the key?
Here.
Thank you. Could you watch the door?
Yep.
Come on! Come on out!
Blimey, Charlie!
Who are you? Why have you summoned me out?
I'm here to offer you a job.
Who is he?
Am I still on Earth?
Yes.
Then my name is Claudio Tardelli.
Good grief.
You can be awed later. No time now.
Henrik, go to the station manager. Tell him the king's property has been stolen. He's to hold all departures.
Yes, sir.
Everyone else is to search the station and issue descriptions of the culprits.
May I sit down?
Of course.
Hang on. You were inside the diamond.
I can understand your confusion. But it is bigger on the inside than the outside.
Yeah. I get that bit. I'm not new at this, mate. But the doctor said that you were around in the 17th century. Have you been in there all this time?
Indeed. I fashioned the diamond as an emergency bolt hole. When my situation in Florence became untenable, I used it.
You're not human, though, are you?
Indeed, no. I am from Paramore. My my people exiled me here.
I'm pleased to tell you that your exile is up. You're free to leave the planet.
And you're offering me a job?
Could probably do with a bit of fun after 200-odd years in that thing. Can't be much to do in there.
Not so. The diamond is a masterpiece of compression. It contains a small, self-sustaining universe.
A universe? In there?
Yes, I say, a small one. A little under 3 light-years across.
Wow!
I designed and ruled over it. But as a matter of fact, it does get a little dull after a while. Only ever talking to people you created yourself. I was thinking of returning to reality very soon anyway. Incidentally, where's my guardian?
Your what?
I did not intend that I should be disturbed, so I fashioned a guardian for the diamond. When it's under threat, the guardian is supposed to respond.
Oh, that! Oh, I'm sorry, I think I shot it.
No matter. So, this job?
Oh, yes. The Emperor Vassilar G of Ralta wishes to employ your services as official court artist.
Ooh.
Yes. He's aware of your particular skills, and you'd receive very substantial territories. But regardless, I'm afraid you can't remain in your little universe. I'm selling it to a Russian gentleman named Yashin.
What does he want with a pocket universe?
It can be collapsed and converted to energy. A power source that'll keep him going for as long as he likes. He's keen to get ahead of his industrial competitors. Shame he's going to be murdered by his own workers in 1905 before he really sees the benefits.
What about the people in there?
I made them. I decide their fate. I shall require a share of the proceeds.
Of course.
I think they're on to us.
Not to worry. I hypnotise the driver. Any sign of trouble and he pulls away.
Thought of everything, haven't you?
Don't feel too bad. We're professionals. You're just talented amateurs.
Mr. Simonson, they've been seen getting onto that train over there.
It's pulling out. Come on.
Hold! We'll never catch it.
Damn nonsense. Not with a top speed of 65 kilometers an hour. It'll take about 15 minutes to accelerate to that. Take my hand.
Thank you. You could have left me on the platform. Got away.
Yes. Never occurred to me.
Did they make it onto the train?
Yeah. Can we telegraph ahead to the next station?
No. Communications are down.
I suspect that isn't just bad luck.
What's that?
They're on the train. The doctor and the geezer from the museum.
The doctor? Is that the doctor?
Yes, with a certain crushing inevitability it is.
I told you we should have used the ship.
You can't transport matter under this kind of pressure so close to an ion jet engine.
Oh, certainly not. The competing pressures could cause a serious fracture.
There you go. Right, be ready to shoot Lucy if they give us any trouble.
I thought you said, sorry, babe. We don't want to, but, you know, we will.
Sorry. My apologies.
The guard said they were in the previous carriage.
I think they got to him before we did.
Oh, do you mind, sir?
Sorry.
You mean they bribed him?
Hypnotized him, more likely. Aha!
Yes, well done, Doctor. But don't come any closer.
Hello, Lucy.
Hiya.
This is the Doctor? You looked different on the last occasion we met.
Oh, you. Yes, so I did.
Good heavens, are you...
Yep, he's Claudio Tardelli. He isn't human, and everything I told you about him is true.
Doctor, we've got to stop them. There's a whole universe in that diamond, and she wants to sell it to someone who's going to break it down for fuel.
But you're not going to stop us, because if you try, then we'll kill Lucy. You see how this works?
Is this true? There is an entire realm within the diamond?
A realm of my own making, yes.
Populated?
By people of my own making, yes.
You create life and would destroy it?
Of course he would.
What would you recommend?
The Chateau Grillet is particularly good with the beef, sir.
Yes, just a single glass, please.
What on earth?
I think there's something on the roof, sir.
I think it's time you backed off, Doctor.
What could we do?
I'll think of something.
What's that noise? Pull me back! It's pulling its way through the room!
Need a diamond.
Ah, there it is. Quite well timed.
It followed us here?
Yes, homed in on the diamond.
Stand down, Guardian. I'm quite safe.
Stop me if I'm wrong.
But didn't you say that thing was created to protect the diamond, not you?
It obeys me.
Let's see what it's got to say about that. What's more important to you than your creator or the diamond?
Tell him to stop this. Tell him we'll kill his friend.
I'm not the one you have to stop. Guardian, they're going to destroy everything and everyone inside the diamond. Tardelli's perfectly safe, but everything else you pledged to protect is under threat from these two.
Give me the diamond.
No. It's too big to get down here anyway, isn't it? Shoot it like you did before.
Give me the diamond.
It's designed to learn and adapt to attacks.
Oh, marvellous.
Whoa, leg it!
Watch them! Out of my way!
Right, now! Sorry, Karen. Grab the gun, Doctor.
Good work. Mr. Simonson, would you mind keeping them covered with this?
Yes, of course.
Come on, Lucy.
Right.
Move aside, please. Coming through. Back up. Get this trolley out of my way.
Miss, we are trying to serve dinner.
I say, that's my steak you're treading on.
Stop her. She's stolen the property of the king.
Good grief.
Waiter, there are bits of the roof in my wine.
Sorry, sir. I'll see what I can do.
Give me the diamond.
Damn! You're trapped. Statue one end, me the other.
Get out of my way, girl, or you'll regret it. I've been trained in the defensive arts by the best in the best.
You're all mouth, you.
Ladies, please. Brawling like this is deeply unbecoming.
She's dropped the diamond, Doctor, over there.
Thank you very much.
I might have known you'd set your dog on me.
Are you calling me a dog?
Yes. Why not?
Oh, you are entering a world of pain.
That's enough, Lucy.
Give me the diamond.
Oh, yes, you. Thank you for seeing it my way. If you want to help the people in here, then the best way to do it is to set them free, don't you think?
Which of my paintings do you have?
I have photographic copies of them here.
I'm cold.
This is very interesting. Had I been exiled here at another time, I might have achieved my results at 10 times the speed.
Oh, yes. The old work of art in the age of mechanical reproduction, Chestnut. Would your work have had the same power had it not been crafted by you personally?
Well, I'm certain I could have.
Actually, we don't have time for the discussion. I think you should do something about your diamond.
Right, what have you... What have you done?
Your guardian and I agreed that its inhabitants should be free. So I got him to fracture it.
You didn't?
Oh, yeah. He's made of pretty stern stuff, isn't he? Literally. Anyway, it's only a matter of time before it spills out into our universe, causing a collision of matter that will certainly kill us all.
You idiot!
Well, idiot would imply I've done something stupid. But what I've actually done is forced you to perform an emergency fifth-dimensional dump, sending your little pocket universe into a gap between universes, where it'll be able to have an independent existence.
And what if he can't do that?
He can. The Guardian confirmed it. Any decent dimensional engineer has a means of dumping his experiment somewhere safe. A last resort, obviously, because once it's outside this container, it's outside his control forever. But that's exactly what I want. So it brings us back to the question of whether or not I'm an idiot.
Give it to me. Oh, it's of little concern to me anyway.
But if you created an entire universe, why would you want to see it destroyed?
Because I didn't want anyone else to control it. Once it no longer interested me, I didn't want it to continue.
Then you certainly aren't the man I imagined you to be.
I think the fault in that case is yours, not mine. There. It's empty. Here, a souvenir.
Thank you.
I'll take that, thanks. Right, don't move, any of you.
What good will it do to shoot us now?
Your employer is still due to take me to my new job.
New job?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. The Emperor Vassalar G of Router wants me to become his new court artist.
Oh, interesting.
Over there, you two, and don't follow us. Move it.
How can I open this door with my hands tied?
Out of the way, then. Hello.
Oh, no. What happened?
He forced me to release the contents of the diamond.
What? Oh, Yashin's going to have my head for this. Marvellous. Now I can't ever visit Earth between now and 1905. And I happen to like the fin de siècle. Well, this looks like an opportune moment to hop off. If we can get to a secluded clearing, I can summon the warp ship.
It was lovely to see you again. Do let me have your latest CV in case anything else opens up.
I'll open you up, giving half a chance.
You're so aggro. Come on, Michelangelo.
It's Tardelli.
Whatever.
One should never meet one's heroes.
Perhaps not. Great artists are not necessarily the best of men. The two paintings...
I stole them, I'm afraid. They're in the TARDIS.
Take them. Destroy them. I will think of something to tell His Majesty.
Actually, no. That's what I did with the others I found, and I think I was wrong. All I did was to make the remaining paintings more valuable, more desirable.
So, what will you do?
I'm going to find out how they work. See if there's a way of nullifying their effects. Perhaps they could be displayed in a context that would strip them of their power. Let people see them for what they really are. Look at that. He can break a container that holds a universe and still tap on a window without breaking it. What an extraordinary creature he is. I think you're freed from your obligations, my friend.
What now?
Do as you please.
There are legends of stone trolls in the woods around Stockholm.
There you go. You might find some company. But thanks for your help.
Thank you.
Sorry, Doctor. The headhunter got away. Karen turned up with a gun.
Yes, I thought she would. Don't worry, I think we've done enough for today.
Oh, is the big lad off then?
Yes, a better man than his creator was. I hope that's true of the others. Perhaps we should go and visit them when we get back to the TARDIS. Check they're all right. Let them know they're free apart from anything else.
What about Tardelli? Shouldn't we track him down and sort him out?
I don't think that'll be necessary. He's off to work for the Emperor Vassilar G of Rauta. The Emperor's tastes are notoriously fickle. He'll get bored of Tardelli soon enough, and then, well, I've heard that when he's bored of his artists, he goes out onto his balcony and eats them in front of a crowd.
I suppose that's what you'd call conspicuous consumption.
Ha, ha, ha. Speaking of which, I could fancy a spot of dinner.
Indeed.
It's a bit breezy in the restaurant car.
Maybe we should ask them to go slowly on the way back to the city.
Doctor Who Grand Theft Cosmos, directed by Barnaby Edwards, Paul McGann starred as the Doctor, with Sheridan Smith as Lucy Miller. Simonson, Michael Maloney. Claudio Tardelli, Christopher Benjamin. Heinrich, Colin Spall. Anders, Sebastian Armesta. The Headhunter, Katerina Olsen. Karen, Louise Fullerton. Sound design and music by ERS. Audio Adventures of Doctor Who are produced by Barnaby Edwards, Sharon Gosling, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig Ellery for Big Finish Productions.
They're on the train. The Doctor and the Geezer from the museum.
The Doctor?
Yes, with a certain crushing inevitability it is.
Good heavens, the statue!
What the heck? It's haunted its way through the room!
I have reason to believe that the diamond is dangerous.
Oh? What reason?
My name is Claudio Tardelli.
His works alter the fabric of the world around them.
Beyond the Vortex, Part 5. Cosmic Capers.
Whatever.
Well, I'm Barnaby Edwards, and I am the director and casting director.
Hello, my name's Nick Briggs, and I'm the executive producer of the Audio Adventures of Doctor Who.
It's a brilliant story by Eddie Robson. It's a big Ocean's 11 heist story. A diamond is stolen, and we wanted to bring back two of the most popular characters from the last BBC 7 series, The Headhunter.
I've told you, Karen, I don't do apologies.
And Karen.
Next time we rob a train, we do it sometime after the invention of the motorbike. I'm not cut out for all this Butch Cassidy stuff.
And we just thought they're such good characters, we can't not bring them back. They're such a funny team, and the idea that they would then be working together, they are chalk and cheese.
Good grief, you throw like a girl!
Sorry!
Obviously, logistically, it's quite hard to find a date when, you know, both of them are free and Paul's free. And Sheridan would have been free, but she sadly had some dates moved around. But it's brilliant to bring them back, because Katarina is fantastic as the Head Hunter and had such a great sort of reaction from listeners. And so did Louise as Karen. So when we come into the story, they've been working partnership for some time when we come in, and they've got already a little sort of patter between them. And Eddie Robson has done some fantastic things, making them almost like a corollary to the Doctor and Lucy, this other team of time-travelling people who are only in it for the money.
He's got me!
Throw me the diamond!
You'll help me afterwards, right?
Yes.
All right, then. Catch!
He's done the meeting of them again, really brilliantly, when Lucy bumps into them in the train and says, I thought you were dead. Oh, no, it's fine. Oh, all right, maybe I misheard. Yes, you must have misheard. Oh, I see, right, yeah. I must have accidentally misheard, that you were alive and well in 1890s Sweden as I'm dead. It's brilliant to have them back, and they are such fun in the studio as well.
Oh, look over there. What? Oh, I can't believe I fell for that. Stop her!
But it could so easily have just been a story about the Headhunter and Karen again. But Eddie Robson's written a really good sort of different type of story, dual theft, sort of first great train robbery kind of a story. There are a number of really good new characters, and Simonson, the Michael Maloney part, is one of those. And He's such a sort of important, slightly comical, slightly serious, sympathetic. He gets to ride in the TARDIS, a whole number of things. And you really need a really good actor for that, because he's got to hold quite a lot of the heart of the story, while a lot of beautiful Eddie Robson comedy is going on in the background. And so I'm pleased that Michael Maloney's come to do that.
I'm quite accustomed to it.
Thank you. He's a brilliant character actor. I'd sort of like to become one of those actors who works all the time, and every time people see you in something, think, that's brilliant. This is what they always think about Michael Maloney. And he has got a superb voice. I mean, I know, BBC use him all the time for voiceovers and radio work. Yeah, I'm so pleased that he's come to play this, because it's quite a tricky part. I wanted someone who could do, without being remotely caricatured, who could do slightly precise, slightly almost prissy kind of art collector. Michael Maloney is a fiercely intelligent person, and he can do that kind of thing perfectly. And I just thought that would be really nice to have. I could imagine his vocal quality opposite Paul McGann's.
Excellent. If we withdraw to the palace, I shall discuss a price with you.
Grand Theft Cosmos is a story where Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith weren't both available on the same day. So how did you handle that?
The schedule for the recording worked out that we knew that there was one story where we wouldn't be able to get the two of them together. I'm not quite certain now why we picked Grand Theft Cosmos. I think it's largely to do with the fact that Barnaby Edwards, who's the series producer on this particular strand of stories for us, he worked out, he does all the planning, all the difficult stuff, all the writing of lists, he worked out that Lucy was kind of on her own away from the Doctor a lot more in that story than in others.
This is not an uncommon thing.
Really?
Quite often we have the companion who can't make the same recording date as the Doctor, because, in a sense, it's easier to assemble the guest cast for a day, but the essentials, because you can always, if an actor can't make it as part of the guest cast, then you just recast it, because it's only for one-off story. But obviously a companion and a doctor have to be free on the same day, and with people as busy as Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith, that cannot, that's very, very hard to arrange. So this is the first time that we've done it with Sheridan, but she's a very experienced radio actor. And Paul is a very experienced radio actor, and they'll cope very well. So Paul is going to be with the main cast, and we're getting Katarina Olsen to read in Sheridan's lines for that. And then before that, we've recorded Sheridan on her own with Nick Briggs reading in all the Doctor's lines. And then we'll piece it together, and I'm really sure that people won't notice the difference.
Because it's important, isn't it, that they have got someone to react against rather than them just reading out a set of lines?
Yes. I mean, they could do it just reading out a set of lines, but I think for pacing terms, it's also useful for me as a director to make sure that I make the pace of both scenes the same, and that's harder for me if people are just reading out individual lines. So if I bounce one actor, a sort of substitute actor against the real one, then it's a lot easier for me to sort of pick the pace up. You know, Sheridan could do it just reading our minds. We had recently, we had Bonnie Langford doing that. And, you know, Bonnie does practically 5 radio plays a week, so it was no problem to her at all, and it won't be a problem to Sheridan. It's an unusual situation, but not that uncommon.
I don't think this is the real thing.
Sheridan has become like a commodity. She was biked over to us. She was doing television during the day, and she had theatre in the evening. She was doing Little Shop of Horrors. I'm not quite sure what the television thing was. And she had a gap in her schedule of, I think, just over an hour. So she had to be biked to us, you know, a big hairy biker with leathers and a little microphone in his helmet, and the two of them used to speak as they you know, rode along the road, the highways of London.
Lucy?
Yeah, it's me. They're bringing the TARDIS down now.
And she's biked over to us. She came in and she spent just over 45 minutes in a booth with me reading all the other parts, doing all the funny character voices, and she did the whole thing almost straight off. I mean, she gave us lots of alternative takes as well.
Lucy?
I'm knackered. I want to go to bed.
Next time on Doctor Who.
We're here for the poetry, the scenery, and Auntie Pat.
I never knew you were happy and successful in 1984. What's that supposed to mean? That I'm not happy or successful in the future? I've done it again, haven't I?
They've lost their own homeworld, you see. They've tried to steal the Earth before. Looks like they're at it again.
Who?
They're called the Zygons.
Phase 5 of the Zygon Gambit is to detonate the gases in the atmosphere.
Ow! Look, I didn't see anything.
Doctor Who, the Zygon who fell to Earth.
We cannot let you go.
No!
Beyond the Vortex featured contributions from Nicholas Briggs and Barnaby Edwards. It was produced by Martin Montague and Kerry McCarthy.